Hello, Get Booked listeners, and welcome to The Hand Cell, a special weekly installment of Get Booked that's all about books we just can't resist shouting about. This is Jen Northington, and today's Hand Cell is Far From the Light of Heaven by Tade Thompson, which I cannot believe I have not already talked about. I was poking around to see what I wanted to pick, and it does not appear in our spreadsheet anywhere, which is shocking to me because this was one of my favorite books of 2021. So here we are. We're going to talk about it. But first, let's hear from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Song of the Silk's Realms by Judy I. Lin. Xu Wei is a talented young musician who was orphaned at a young age. Her sole family is a kindly uncle, but then her uncle is killed, and she is, of course, devastated. With no family and no patron, Xu Wei is facing the possibility of a lifetime of servitude playing the qin. Then one night, she is unexpectedly called to perform for the enigmatic Duke Meng. He surprises Xu Wei further with an irresistible offer. Serve as a musician in residence at his manor for 1 year, and he'll set her free of her indenture. But the Duke's motives become increasingly more sus when he and Xu Wei barely survive an attack by a nightmarish monster. It's like, what? What's going on here? So this book is a sweeping epic romantasy that follows a talented young musician who is swept away to the celestial realm by an enigmatic young duke. And who doesn't want to be swept away to the celestial realm by an enigmatic young duke? She's living all our dreams, honestly. Make sure to check out the new book. And thanks again to Song of the Six Realms by Judy I. Lin for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Bloom Books. Diana Dixon has a busy summer and no time for tall, gorgeous hockey player Shane's shenanigans. Because you know what? If they shenan once, they'll shenan again. So she thinks she knows exactly who he is when he moves into her apartment building. But turns out Shane's sick of hookups and tired of being on the rebound after his long-term girlfriend called it quits. But when his ex comes back into the picture, he needs a plan. And who better to play his new girlfriend than his sassy new neighbor? So a fake relationship might be perfect for Diana's own ex issues, but Diana is used to living by the rules. Will she learn that when it comes to love, rules are meant to be broken? Make sure to check out The Dixon Rule by L. Kennedy. L. Kennedy is a New York Times and USA Today bestselling author with over 1 million copies of her books sold. So this is going to be another banger, y'all. Make sure to check it out. And thanks again to Bloom Books for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so before I get into it, some content warnings for this book. Body horror. There's like a lot of weird body stuff. And y'all know I am sensitive to that. This was an amount I could handle, so that's good. But just FYI, Tade Thompson is such an interesting writer. I've read not all of his books, but a lot of his books. And I really love them, even though they do push me a bit because he does tend towards horror. And this one was such an unexpected one because I kind of thought I knew what his writing was like. And then this book starts off sort of quietly, despite the fact that it opens with a disaster and a body in space. But for him, like compared to Rosewater trilogy, especially, this just doesn't, it just is so much quieter, but then it, and sort of normal almost, but then it gets progressively weirder and weirder in a way that I think only Thompson pulls off in these moments. And I was just, it's great. So this is science fiction. It takes place in a future in which, you know, humans have figured out how to do international travel and are doing that thing. And there is a sort of, like, it's a little bit Afrofuturist. There's this colony in the Lagos system, and there is a ship called the Ragtime on the way. Lots of references here, obviously. And it's a ship that is bringing, like, a bunch of people in cryostasis or whatever to space to settle in a new place. And there is a pilot on board who is really just like a glorified, she's a babysitter, more or less. She knows it. She's wanted to go to space all her life. But really, you know, her job is just to make sure that nothing goes wrong with the AI, which there's not going to be anything wrong. Like, it's just not, It's just not likely. So Michelle, who's our pilot here, is really just, you know, a figurehead, a space holder. Except for that, everything does go wrong. So she's awoken by the spaceship. The AI is like glitchy. A bunch of passengers have been murdered. There's a distress signal. Like everything has gone wrong. And in true astronaut fashion, she is just trying to go down her checklist, make sure A, that she survives, and B, that she figures out like what is going on this ship? Like, is she in danger? How did these people die? Like, what is happening? And everything just gets wilder and wilder from there. There's a local, like they're in this system and the local planet sends a investigator up who is dealing with their own issues. And he is like, Finn is a really interesting character. All the characters are really interesting. But the two of them, the way they interact, the way that other people join the the murder party, it's just really well done. It sort of swirls around itself. You get a feel for what this world is like. You get a bunch of different perspectives on what's happening. And Thompson is just a master of like that new weird sort of fiction. So you're thinking like, you know, China Miéville and I want to say, oh gosh, names are like escaping me right now. But anyway, there's a lot of great authors doing this thing. Lauren Bucus is another one. Jeff Vandermeer is another one. Silvia Moreno-Garcia, a great example. Like all of these people are just producing some of the weirdest, coolest fiction out here. And Toddy Thompson is next to them on my shelves. So if you like space murder stories, if you can handle some body horror, if you are interested in, yeah, like what could a future space murder look like? And if you really like it when an author has done a ton of research into like the minutiae of a profession and brings that into play, Thompson has a whole afterword in this book about how he did research on what it's like to be an astronaut and like what they train for and how they train and what they're obsessed with. And you really see that played out on the page with Michelle and her checklists and like her focus on things that you maybe wouldn't think are the first things you would focus on, but like they're absolutely the things that she needs to do to keep everybody alive. And I just have never seen that particular perspective played out this way before in a space story. So I really appreciated that. Let's see, who else might you have read that you would want to come to? Oh, like Mer Lafferty, you know, all of these murder in space stories. They're so good. They're so interesting. They're so weird. And this one is the weirdest of the weird. So again, that's Far From the Light of Heaven by Toddy Thompson. Oh, one more content warning. Actually, there is a use of racial slurs, which is a thing to know. Gird yourself. But it's only one moment and it's by far minor compared to the rest of the book. So yeah, again, that's Far From the Light of Heaven by Toddy Thompson. Thank you so much for listening to my ramblings. As always, thanks to our audio editor, Jen Zink, who tidies up those ramblings and makes them sound less rambly. If you'd like more recommendations, you can get those at bookriot.com. You can find our other podcasts at bookriot.com/listen. If you would like to email us, you can do that, getbooked@bookriot.com. You can review us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify if you would be so kind. It helps other people to find the show. And speaking of finding us, you can find me on Twitter and Tumblr as Jen IRL. That's JennIRL. Or on Instagram as I am Jen IRL. And we'll talk to you next time.